Welcome back to Real Estate New. Before we go, before we get back into our pesty little talk, okay, Jeremy, go ahead and say you were there at the game. I wasn't, but evidently it was awesome. The Rams had an awesome, awesome year in basketball.
Yeah, best season in school history. Went to the Sweet 16 for the first time ever. Speaking of pest, Tarleton State, the Purple Poo just somehow barely beat Angelo State 66-64 back on Tuesday. We had a chance to win the last few seconds, just came up short. Still a great year.
Hey, Rams, congratulations. Way to go. Super year.
Man, it's been, think about it just real quickly. For Angelo State sports, you had football go the round of 16, farthest they've been in 20 years. Basketball, first time they've ever been this far. So who knows what's going to happen with baseball, softball. It's just things are going well.
They're ranked high.
Yeah, they're both top 20 in the nation.
That's amazing.
Jeremy, we appreciate those sports updates every Sunday morning.
That's right. Okay. And that's sports. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So that's what happens when you have a sports announcer that helps you with your stuff. And we do want to thank Jeremy.
Speaking of sports, you know Bridget is involved in sports.
Yeah, the rodeo queen.
I know.
Rodeo queen.
Well, let's not call her a queen.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, you are. Besides doing all this buggy information,
yes.
Let's talk. You are. You're right. You're running the barrels, aren't you?
Yes, I'm rodeoing full time now.
The only thing I know I remember from my Sonora days, rodeo's an expensive hobby.
I don't tell my husband that. I don't think he's figured that out.
He's a pretty nice guy. I bet he has figured it out.
Yes.
Okay, let's get back to our bugs.
Let's do.
Okay, we've got the termites. Now we've got rid of the termites.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep them away. We're good with that. But if we got the fence covered, I think we got all those questions answered. Let's talk about your ants. See, I didn't know about the swarming ants.
Yes.
Let's talk about them because but I have confused them myself with termites.
And it's very easy to do. Ants are going to be big this year, too. They're, again, going back to the winter that we had. Thank the Lord we had a lot of moisture, which is really good for us. But it also is very, very good for the fire ants, especially, which...
Hate fire ants.
I know. We do, too. Well, we like them.
Yeah, they're profitable.
Yeah, we like them. But no, honestly, it's going to be a pretty big year for fire ants as well, so...
Okay, we're on ants. Now, the black ones with the wings, now that we know they're swarming, they can eat wood too, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing. No, they don't really eat wood.
Just mess with it.
Yeah. You know, there are carpenter ants that they don't necessarily eat it. They hollow it out to live in it. So people do confuse the two.
Okay. Learn something new.
But they swarm as well. So, you know, it's one of those situations to where if you're even the slightest bit confused, it's always free for us to come out there and look at it.
Well, we don't want carpenter ants calling at our house either.
No, you definitely don't. Carpenter ants are pretty destructive. They're pretty destructive. And, you know, a lot of people will be like, well, I just can't find the source. And a lot of times there'll be a tree close to the house and the limbs will overhang onto the home. And the carpenter ants will actually come up the tree, drop off onto the home, hollow out, make their little tunnel and stuff like that. And you can tell carpenter ants where they live because they make more of a frassy type of material. And it's almost like a real...
frassy.
Yeah, I don't know how.
So okay, that's no, frassy. Jeremy, what's frassy?
I'll explain after the show.
Okay,
that's
folks,
a pest
that's
control
a new
term.
One.
I'm okay. Sorry. It's more of like a frass. I don't know how to say it. But they don't actually eat it. Okay, they just hollow it out. Where the termites will actually consume the wood, that's their food source. But the termite colonies, it's going to be more of a sporadic way that your wood looks with damage to your wood, where carpenter ants, it's going to be more of a like nice, solid, pretty tunnel. And that's the way to tell the difference.
Pretty or not, we don't want it, folks.
No, we don't.
So what are the ants? Okay, Lou said the fire ants.
Yes.
When it rains, you see those beds pop out of your yard everywhere.
Yes, and we just had some rain. And so there's probably going to be some fire ants popping up all over. So I would definitely get on top of it quickly.
And what do we do for fire ants?
Call us, we'll come out and treat it. Power spray, spot treat, whatever we need to do. Again, it's all dependent. They're up to the we leave all that up to the technician because, you know, you may have a yard. Let's face it, some of our yards are acre big. You know, you may not want to pay for a power spray, so we can actually spot treat that. But definitely get on top of it because if not, the problem. And fire ants, a lot of people didn't know how dangerous fire ants can be to kids, to pets, to things like that. So it's not something to toy around
with. Folks, I guarantee you, we had a place at the lake, and especially you out there working on a boat or you're doing something and you don't realize it and you're stepped next to one before you realize that they're all over you and you're talking about some pain.
That's exactly right. And you think about that and you think about
small dogs
exactly. And how many of us have little tiny dogs? How many of us have toddlers out in the backyard? And they're curious as to what that big dirt mound is because it looks fun to play in. And you'd be surprised at how many cases that you hear of yearly of kids having to go to the hospital because I mean, you know, you put your kid in the backyard and you're out there, you know, pruning or doing whatever, and you look over and your kid's covered up in fire ants. It's just not something to play around
and
with.
And they're aggressive.
Extremely aggressive. Extremely aggressive.
Don't like fire ants. Okay, if I'm using my layman's terms here, I call them army ants, the big ones, you know, have little things in
like
the front.
Like the red ants?
Yeah, the big, you know. Now, I heard those eat termites. Is that true? Yeah,
well, okay, yes. And there again, you know, if you have ants of any source, that's a good thing for termites, but it's still not a good thing for your pets or you or whatever. So it's just, I mean, they do, but I wouldn't let them just stay around.
So get rid of our ants at the house.
Yes, get rid of them.
Okay. What about the other creatures? And this is down at the place in Sonora. Scorpions were a big deal forever and ever down there. And I don't like scorpions.
Ugh, they're nasty. And that we do have a lot of problems with scorpions around here. In town, out of town, a lot of people think, oh, I live in town, I shouldn't have a problem with scorpions. It happens, you know. And the other thing is, you know, I would just have somebody come out, treat the scorpions, because a lot of times people don't realize that scorpions can actually come from your attic. And drop down, you know, and there's just a lot of things that people think, oh, well, I just kind of sprayed around the outside of my home. Well, that's not, you know, always where your source comes from. Sometimes it comes from under your home, above your home. There's just a lot of different places, and that's why I need to call a professional to come out and take care of those really nasty critters.
And there's the other one that we've seen a couple of in this past year, the centipedes.
The centipedes, dangerous.
Then they have like an acid or something if they get on you.
Yes.
But the one we saw, and this sounds weird because I'm cleaning, I'm out there working in the yard and everything. We look over and it was on the side of the house. Mm-hmm. It was actually beautiful.
Yeah. They're,
you know, with the different colors.
They can.
And I killed it. Yeah. And it turned bright and then really ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. They can be very, very in their color. I actually had one time that was like this fluorescent looking green. It was just gorgeous, but they scare me to death. But definitely not something to play around with, and they're aggressive as well, so not fun.
So we got the centipedes, we got the scorpions. Folks, it's kind of like a Halloween show now, isn't it?
It gives me the
heebie-jeebies. Might as well get into bats. What about bats?
Yeah, we do bats too. Definitely bees are a big one. Bees are, you know, honeybees. I mean, there's all different types of bees out there, but no matter what kind of bee, they're not fun, in my opinion. You know, we do a lot of bee treatments. You know, we do bee treatments. You know, sometimes people have them out in their eaves of their home. Some people have them in trees. You know, we've been out on farms where they have them, like, you know, there's a hive and a tractor. You know, you just never know. But definitely don't toy around with those, especially with all the cases of the Africanized bees in the outlying areas. So.
Okay, well, while we're getting into the creepy stuff, the two spiders that I hate the most, folks, and I'll tell you why, is the Black Widow and the one that makes your skin just, what is it?
The Brown Recluse.
The Brown Recluse. Mm-hmm. And those seem to be, wood piles, those seem to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
So what do we do to try to avoid, and folks, those, they say a Black Widow is almost as bad as a rattlesnake.
Absolutely. You know, and it all depends on, like if somebody gets bit by a Black Widow, it all depends on their reaction to it, but it can make you very, very, very sick. You know, as far as like the Brown Recluse and things like that, you know, just try to keep the corners of your closets cleaned out. You would be surprised at where we find them. The thing is the recluse, they're reclusive. They like to hide. They like to be in dark areas. A lot of people think that they're primarily up in the corners of their closets. Not true. They can be behind your bed, under your bed. So just try to keep that area cleaned out. That way, when we do come treat, we can treat that area. You know, try to alleviate a lot of those problems. And you can alleviate a lot of them, too, just by keeping things picked up and tidy. That helps tremendously because they're going to find, like, if you have a pile of clothes over in a corner, they're going to find that pile of clothes. And or if you know, going back to the scorpions, you know, we're all guilty of just laying a pair of pants down and then picking them up and putting them on the next day. Shake them out.
Those would truly be hot pants later,
yeah,
wouldn't
exactly,
they?
Exactly. Shoes. That's a big one, too. My kids at my house, because we have Black Widows really bad. We actually treat monthly at our house because of our Black Widows. I make my kids pick up the shoes every single day and knock them out, whether they were in their closet, out in the barn, whatever, because they're going to find those dark places to hide.
Well, I'll guarantee I do this for scorpions and spiders at the ranch because I keep some shoes down there. I guarantee you just one time when you do it and you're thinking nothing, all of a sudden a little spider or scorpion falls out, you do it every time.
That's exactly right. The other thing, too, is, you know, people a lot of times will confuse the daddy long legs with the brown recluse.
Yeah, no, they're way different.
Yeah, they're way different. And when we can actually show them a brown recluse versus versus there's a ton of difference. You know, we a lot of times will put out monitoring stations underneath people's couches just to prove to them, because they're like, oh, we don't have any problems. Put them on their couches under their beds. We'll go back a month later and they'll be covered in brown recluse. And they're like, oh my gosh, I sleep there. We're like, exactly. That's why, you know, you need us to come out and treat up underneath these areas, because they're going to stay the places that you least think that they're going to be.
Well, and we had a buddy of mine. He got bit. He didn't know what it was for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he kept getting worse and worse. And the time he went to the doctor, I mean, it was the size of a quarter.
That's exactly right.
Big old hole that just ate his skin.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
You know, and parents, I encourage you so much with babies, especially, you know, keep things away from their crib. Have us come out, or us or some other pest control company come out and take care of that. Because, you know, you think about what it does to an adult and how sick it can make us. Think about a baby. You know, what it can do to them. Dogs, too. It does the same thing. You know, nobody's really immune from them. So.
And the reason I really appreciate us getting on this subject, even though it's kind of that Halloweenish, for lack of a better word, this is important. Because if you, especially your kids and your animals, and I don't care if you're big old muscle man, you know, it still hurts.
That's right. And it can still do damage. Yeah. And everybody's body makeup is different as far as the chemistry inside our body. And everybody's going to have a different reaction. One person may say, oh, I got bit by a black widow and I was fine, never got sick. But the next person may actually could be on their deathbed after it. So,
or let's just not find out.
Let's do exactly. I agree with that.
Folks, you're not going to believe it, but I knew Bridget could come through with me. Tons of information. So we are out of time.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we appreciate it. But how do they get a hold of y'all?
Oh, definitely call us if you have any questions or want a free inspection. Our number is 653-0069, or you can always stop by our offices at 2210 Austin Street.
And Katie Gorner for Scott Austin Real Estate.
Exactly.
Hey, folks, y'all have a great day. We'll catch you next Sunday.
Thanks.